Welcome back to Hour Number 2 with more fishing, more hunting, and more adventures on Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And we've got Greg is going to talk, but I'm going to cue in both William Johnson from Williams Johnson, Williams Boat and Tackle or Boat Rental. William, how does that one go?
Oh, God. See how long you've been on me, dude. Williams Bait Tackle and Boat Rental.
There you go. And at the same time, I've got none other than our producer from Fox Sports West, Danny Jackson. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, everybody. A-team.
Good morning, yeah. Danny.
Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
So the reason I've got everybody together here is this. William, we just spent a fantastic day on the lake at Lake Elsinore. Okay. It was gorgeous weather.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, we had a blast.
I saw the video you guys posted. It's excellent.
Yeah, well, that's all 100% Mr. Danny the Sheriff Jackson.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You did a fantastic job, Danny.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. And then and the other reason I put you both on at the same time is with Greg, we were talking about a shoot that we're going to go on. And we're going to go hunting, okay, for pheasant in the, you said Imperial?
Down in Imperial County.
Imperial County. So, Danny, we want to get some footage of this.
Well, you know what? I've been listening to your show, and I've got to tell you, Greg, first of all, I'm really looking forward to Imperial County. I used to make the dove opener down there, I mean religiously, every Labor Day. That was just a part of what we did. And you mentioned that Remington 870 pump. I shot with that gun for many years. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I had a shotgun when I was in the Navy in Kodiak, Alaska. And if I'm not mistaken, that was the Remington 870 pump. And so that gun goes back a few years. So I really enjoyed that. And more recently, I've been hunting with my son-in-law, Jack Lester, up for dove off of Nipton Road off the 15. You probably have hunted up there in the
absolutely Mojave Reserve. Absolutely, that's the one of the high points there because they come right down that valley, and if we don't get a storm out there, which blows them off, they come through that valley by the tens of thousands.
Yeah, we've had some good hunting up there in what's called, if I'm not mistaken, the New York Mountains, in very close to there. But anyway, good hunting up there. And I'm really looking forward to getting a Sergio on video at the On Target range. Now, that's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Danny, we were talking with Greg, and you know, we've got to pick a date for May, okay? And we'll go with a crew and go do shooting some pheasant, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So yeah. The warning shot from me would be don't stand in front of me.
Don't worry.
Okay, so yeah, film from behind, you know, and Greg has promised not to shoot the drone. Okay,
you know, I was just thinking that the drones and the scatter guns, they don't go together, you know.
So, I know.
Well, Danny, I'm just curious, how do you dress it out and cook it?
You know, I'm not sure how you would do that. I'm really not sure, but you know what? The drone doesn't look anything like a pheasant, guys. So let's don't make any mistakes there.
There you go. So,
okay.
Well, there's that old story: if it flies, it dies.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, so William, do you hunt?
I have shot a shotgun before and a few long-range rifles.
So you're like my speed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, maybe we can also.
I think my eyesight is better.
Oh, I think so too. Well, not with my prescription glasses now. So, so William, maybe we'll have to take you with us.
I'd love to go.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll do a nice little group here. So, anyway, Danny, what's coming up this week?
Well, tomorrow morning, 9:30, we're going to rerun the Walks Off Lodge episode. You know, that was really good fishing with you and Jack Lester.
That was so much fun.
Oh, yeah, a lot of lingcod, yellow-eye rockfish, Pacific halibut, the giants, silver salmon, lots of silver salmon. But that's 9:30 tomorrow morning and 3 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, Fox Sports West Television. And we've got to let everybody know that Angler Chronicles Television will start Sunday morning, April 6th, and we're going to come out with a big bang here with Big Bass and Bugs with Chris Bona and friends and fishing the Long Beach Federal Breakwall. Excellent episode, and I can't wait to air that.
That was fantastic. And let's not forget Bobby Martinez and Robert Wynn. I mean, all the guys that actually, they helped us put this thing together.
Oh, well, we couldn't have done it without them. In fact, Robert there with his Riballo, he was really instrumental in putting this together because, everybody caught lobsters. We all did. But they were a lot of help, those guys. And everybody's going to really enjoy this show. April 6th. Can't hardly wait.
All right. Danny, thank you so much, brother.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
And better thank get you, those Danny. Cameras ready because we're going shooting. Okay?
We're ready to roll. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Danny.
All right. See you, Greg, and you guys. Okay.
All right,
take
Danny.
Care. So, William.
Yes, sir.
What's going on over there at the lake?
Oh, unsurprisingly, the day after we filmed the show.
You had a better bite?
A couple of my pro staffers, Chris and Johnny, went out behind La Laguna. And they landed a 4.5-pound largemouth. I mean, right there on the rocks. I mean, and the crappie bite picked up a little bit.
Yeah, so but, I think what we need to do is tell people what we did. And the reason you didn't see a lot of pictures or a lot of stuff on video is because, the crew here at Angler Chronicles went to Lake Elsinore and we boarded one of William's pontoons. That was a gorgeous 24-footer. By the way, people, if you're going to Lake Elsinore, call William and let him get you set up. Anyway, so we go on this pontoon, and at times we had Captain Larry as the captain, and then we had a little bit of Tony. And then the savior got on the boat, which was William. And what we went out to do is we went to catch some fish, tag them, and then let them go because coming up on the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby that will be held on Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and May 4th, okay, if you happen to catch one of these fish, they're worth some extra prizes. Correct, William?
That's correct.
And so... So what we want to make sure is that everybody gets into this because if there's ever a tournament with a lot of prize money, and this is cash, guys, plus thousands upon thousands in merchandise, it's this. And, this is not necessarily geared for the pros. They're welcome to come out. This is for, like, the average Joe, you can come in any type of vessel. You can do boats, jet skis, kayaks, float tubes, etc. Okay, and compete. And then, how many different categories are there, William?
There's actually four different categories. There's catfish, bass, crappie, and wipers.
And each one has a payout, correct?
That's correct. And I believe they've done the super big boss.
Mm-hmm.
There's a trifecta that'll be in effect.
Wow. There you go.
Might as well just set those prizes aside for the on-target guys. They're already signed up. They're committed to going. I got two ringers I'm putting out there. So, yeah, it's looking
very
good.
There you go.
Be sure to send those guys down to the shop right there. And
They're going to stop and see you probably this coming week because they want to go out and scout out the lake a little
check
bit.
Check it out. They're going to go pre-fishing. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Hey, I don't
some
have slackers.
Big prizes on the line.
Sergio, this is what I'm going to do. For all you guys that are skeptical about this tournament is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But as an added bonus, what I would do, if you enter the tournament and want to come out and pre-fish the lake and you have a boat or a jet ski, kayaks are free, by the way, to launch, so are float tubes, I will pay for your launch fee.
Wow. There you go.
Wow.
You heard it. Hey, let me ask you a question, William. Are you going to be at the Del Mar Fred Hall Show?
Yes, I will.
Okay, so there you go, guys. Angler Chronicles will be there, and so will Cedrus Adventures. I know you said you're going to be there, Greg, walking around.
I'm going to take a couple of my guys down there. They couldn't make this Long Beach show. Excuse me. So they wanted to go to the show, and I said, hey, Del Mar's bigger. Let's go.
Yeah, so we'll do Del Mar. And, again, it's that's Thursday the 27th through Sunday the 30th. So let's make sure we're there. And what we'll do is we'll hook up there, William, okay?
Yes.
And we'll do a little more talking about this. And people, come up to see William at the Lake Elsinore booth, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and what days are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there Friday and Saturday.
Perfect. So go see him and get you set up, okay? William, thanks again for a great day on the lake. Lake Elsinore was fantastic.
Yes, it was a great time. I always love getting together with everybody. We always have such a blast.
Awesome.
And congrats on your new store there, William. I know you're going to be having the grand opening here pretty soon right there in La Lagoon, so we're all looking forward to that. And really congratulations out there. I'm excited for you, bud.
Yes, thank you. And just to let everybody know, my anticipated soft opening will be the first week of April with a ribbon-cutting ceremony to be held on April 19th. Come on out. It's going to be a free barbecue, some giveaways, and a bunch of fun.
Perfect. We will make a plan on being there. Okay. And Larry, you had a few words?
Yeah, William, I just want to say that was my first time actually coming down to the lake. I'm, you know, from the Orange County area, not Riverside. I just wanted to let people know, you know, you drive by that place on the freeway, maybe you never get off and go into that area. It's beautiful down there. And the La Laguna area where William is and his boat rentals, the tackle shop, beautiful, beautiful campground covered with trees, really nice facilities. And as you guys have been telling everybody, the city has pumped a lot of money into that place and made beautiful launch ramps. I've got some pictures of it we'll share, but what a beautiful place. You guys get off the freeway in Elsinore and go down there and see it.
All right. Thank you so much, William.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day, everybody, and fish on.
All right. We'll see you next week at the Fred Hall Show, okay?
All right. Take
care. All right. Thank you so much. You know, talking about the Fred Hall Show, I've got Bart Hall. Can we cue up Bart? Bart, can we cue up Bart Hall?
Jim?
There you are, Bart. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Now we can hear you. What's going on?
Well, I told William, I'm coming out there on the 19th if he'll cook some crappie with that sauce of his.
Well, you know what? I'm sure he's still listening. We will get some crappie and put it on the side, and then you can come out.
That's the barbecue I want.
There you go. So, Bart, the second part is coming up next week.
That's right, part two. You know, for us, it's not over till this is over. I mean, Long Beach was great. We, you know, it was one of the better ones in history, I think.
I think so, too.
I know so. I mean, it was one of the better. I can't know if one's better than the other, you know, over 60, 70, 68 years. But that one was pretty darn good, and we're looking forward to Del Mar. It's Mike was looked at me yesterday and looked up at the map and said, you know, I think this is the best-looking show we've ever had down here. I think it is. It's not as big as the ones we had before the recession where we had more boats, but there just aren't enough boats anymore. There aren't boat sailors, but we have more boats down there than we've had in a long time. This is a major boat show. This is the last major boat show in California this year, aside from Newport, Duncan McIntosh's Newport Boat Show, which is the West's largest yacht show.
Right.
But as far as on land boats, this is it. We've got lots of them. That first building is packed with boats. We've got 100,000 square foot of boats, and then we got another maybe 20,000 in the next room, and more booths than we've had in a long time. Good stuff, good tackle stuff, good people coming in, interesting products, and some great seminars. We're very fortunate this year to have some wonderful seminars at Long Beach, but we've continued those down into Del Mar, and in a way, they're even better in Del Mar.
Mm-hmm.
We have, if you give me a chance, I'd like to talk about a couple of
them. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, the fishing game is coming down, you know, under Director Chuck Bonham. He's bringing his five top deputies down again. And on Saturday at 1 o'clock in the Mammoth Lakes seminar area, they're going to be doing their thing. You know, that's hosted by Pete Bray, and he did a great job at Long Beach. And we just really thankful that the director's coming down.
I got some questions I want to ask him now that the Conway Ranch just closed up there.
Yeah.
I like the guy, but you know, he's not immune to tough questions. So that's a big one. And then we had Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna at Long Beach for one day.
Right.
And now we have Paul and his brother Bruce for all 4 days.
Nice.
And they're brought out by Maui Jim, and they're going to be doing that thing out there. And then they'll be doing a seminar every day, and then hanging out at the Maui Jim booth for a while. You can get their autographs. And then we've got a special one we did not have in Long Beach, is we have a kayak fishing panel every day with the best kayak fishermen on the West Coast. We've got Larry Lauman, who is there only occasionally, but Morgan Promnitz, Kevin Nakata, Jared Lane, and I am missing somebody that is going to be really bad at me. and Corey Sandin will be in that one too to talk about fishing.
Right.
So that'll be a great seminar. We've got our regular Calico Bass seminar with all the big guns we had. You know, the Jack Soles and Benny Florentinos and Corey and whoever else is going to help them. There's in and out of that thing for down there. And then we have Rusty Brown doing a lot of stuff on freshwater every day. So it's just, I'm really proud of this one. I think it's going to be great, and I hope people come out and see it. And of course, the activities are even more here than they are in Long Beach. We have a huge outside area. We can set everything up, and we got a new guy coming down there who does sporting clay archery. So he's got this machine that throws targets a lot of the ground, throws them straight up in the air, throws them at different angles, and you can try archery against flying targets. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bart, I mean, there is a difference between the Long Beach show and the Del Mar show. And a lot of people say, well, I'll pick one. And I always say you're cutting yourself short because, you know, there's a certain feel about the Long Beach show, and then there's a certain feel about the Del Mar show, and they're not the same. And you're missing out if you don't do both shows.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said, you got more seminars, you got more activities. I like the feel of the Del Mar. It's almost like a little more laid back. It's about more information here. It's not as, it doesn't seem as crazy. I think it's because, you know, we've already done the Long Beach, so now we go into the Del Mar, and it has that, okay, guys, now it's time to get serious, okay, and get in your seminars. And like you said, I'm really looking forward to seeing all those boats.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of boats. You get a chance to meet with your favorite tackle companies because most of them are going to be there just like they were in Long Beach, but you get a chance to spend a little more time with them.
Exactly.
They get a chance to spend more time with you.
Yeah.
You know, when there's, you know, there's 40,000 people on a Saturday running around a room, it's kind of hard to take a minute with anybody. But down there, it's much more manageable. It's still a very big show, but I enjoy it. I get a chance to visit with my customers for the first time.
Hey, Bart, I got to take, you know, you're a radio guy. I got to take commercial break. Stay on the line. We'll come back with you. You're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Radio
AM 830.
Hi, Viet Nguyen here from Owner Hooks. When it comes to sport fishing, nothing is ever guaranteed until now. Introducing the newest innovation in sport fishing from Owner Hooks, the Chumbucket Sabiki. Owner's Chumbucket Sabiki is a new concept that was developed in Japan. A weighted, plastic-molded bucket designed to hold chum or cut bait is attached to the bottom of the Sabiki rig. As the rig sits in the current, chum slowly disperses from the bucket into the water, attracting bait fish and predators alike to the 5 shrimp skin dress hooks above. Inshore, offshore, from the bank, from the pier, or from the boat, the Chumbucket Sabiki is a great addition to every angler's tackle box. Available in 4 different sizes, check them out at your favorite fishing tackle retailer or at www.ownerhooks.com. Owner, perfection in hooks. Again, www.ownerhooks.com.
Need a break from the daily grind? Don't dream about it, dream extreme. Then head to Lake Elsinore, the region's extreme sports destination. It's certainly no surprise that Southern California's largest natural lake is known for extreme sports. Visitors can unleash their free spirit by kiteboarding, bow fishing, and power boating. For dragsters desiring to test their mettle, you can jet down the one-mile-long high-speed zone at 150 miles per hour. It's a blast for bass boats, too. The new 8 million boat launch facility is now open at the La Laguna Resort. Enjoy boating all weekend long by RVing or camping at the resort. Lake Elsinore features 3,200 acres of glistening fresh water. This past spring, the lake was stocked with over 7,000 largemouth bass. Anglers can't stop raving about the bass, catfish, and wipers. Lake Elsinore is just a short drive from Orange County or San Diego off Interstate 15 in southwest Riverside County. Whether you want to go jump in a lake or jump out of a plane, parachuting, or jump monster mounds at a motocross track, come experience your dream extreme in Lake Elsinore.
Had enough of the hassles of airport parking? Tired of driving around and around looking for a parking space and then paying too much? There's a better way to park at the airport. The Parking Spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles run every 5 minutes and will whisk you to the front door of your airline terminal. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. Nothing could be easier or a better value. The Parking Spot has two convenient locations serving LAX. For directions or more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
It's good to start your day with a smile and a smirk. Get up with Travis Rogers weekday mornings at 6 on Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions. Bart, that was for you.
You should be awake by now, Bart. That's a wake-up call, buddy.
That's easy for me. I can play that in my sleep.
Hey, Bart, I've told people it was so wonderful. I cannot get the picture out of my head with you rocking out with us playing air bass
that
air guitar when you were with the show with us. That was fantastic. All right.
You know, I've had an interesting life. I wouldn't change it for anything, but I was a fairly good musician. I got to play with some real famous jazz guys, and because of that, I could play any style, and I played a lot of, got called to do a lot of different things, and travel around the world, play music, and I kind of liked it. But that ended. I woke up one day and I said, "Will Western music miss me if I leave?" And the answer was no. So I left and went to work with my dad. So that's how it worked.
But I'll tell you this. We would miss you if there was no Fred Hall show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's very nice. I thought you were having a good time every time I saw you in there, Sergio. I really thought you were enjoying yourself.
Listen, I look forward to it. I mean, I was telling the guys earlier in the show that my biggest problem is I was not able to do a walkabout this year because I had a booth.
Right.
I love that walkabout. I stop at every single booth. It takes me about a about a whole day to do it in Long Beach. I can do it a lot better at Del Mar, and it's, again, like we said, it's a different feel. So, Bart.
Well, that's the problem when you're in the industry. You can't get 10 feet down a mile. It takes an hour.
Yep. So, Bart, why don't you give us the dates, the times, any information our listeners need to hear?
Well, it's March 27th through the 30th, so that's next Thursday through Sunday. Looks like the weather's going to be pretty good. That's good because we got a lot of stuff outside. We open at noon on Thursday and Friday. We open at noon. That's noon to 8. Saturday is 10 to 8, and Sunday is 10 to 6. And we still have, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show. We have the archery guy I was talking about. We have the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Fund, the Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Tice Food Freshwater Tank, the Accurate Saltwater Tank, the Hobie Kayak Theater. We've got a climbing wall simulator. We have the Lure Tank, which was new this year. We have down in Del Mar. It's actually going to be outside, however, But inside of that, we'll be doing some breath holds with Mark Lozano from the International Freediving Institute, as well as lure demonstrations. And so it's going to be a real fun little show, you know, lots of boats, just lots of boats, most boats we've had in a long time.
All right, Bart, and we look forward to being there. The whole crew here will be there at Del Mar from Thursday to Sunday. So we look forward to seeing you there.
Good, I'll buy you a Coke.
All right, you got it. Make it a diet, and you got a deal.
All right.
All right, thanks, Bart. We'll see you next week.
All
right. Well, you know, I mean, I always say the Long Beach one gets the season going, and the Del Mar just puts the stamp on it, you know?
Sergio, you know what? You go down there to Del Mar from up here in Orange County, L.A. area, and you can kind of make it a mini vacation. There's a lot of neat places to stay right along the beach there. You take your wife and whatever. You just get down there. Make a weekend of it.
Good place to surf fish? You love surf fish.
Oh, you know, a couple of those days are starting at 10, 12 o'clock. I'm going to be up at the crack of dawn down there on the surf, doing a little surf fishing before the show opens.
Perfect. And talking about fishing, let's go to Eric Bent, none other than the saltwater bass angler extraordinaire. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Sergio, Larry, all the guys in the studio.
Morning.
What's happening?
Well, no, well, you tell me. You got something happening here pretty shortly.
Yeah, we got a tournament coming up down in Mission Bay.
Uh-huh.
And we're coming into the busy season, and we got one more spotty event to get out of the way, and it's going to be the Abu Garcia San Diego Slam. So it's going to be April 5th out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay,
mm-hmm.
and this is going to be a spotted bay bass event. So the San Diego events, a lot of guys really look forward to them because the venues down there are so great. You know, John White and everybody at Dana Landing really is gracious, allowing us to use the facility down there. And obviously that tackle store, that whole area, just great. So come on down. And if you're not competing, come on down and check us out. You know, we're going to have a great Carne de Torres is going to put on an unreal barbecue. They're going to have meatball sandwiches with provolone cheese and the barbecues just keep getting better and better. So
well, I'll tell you what, we're committed here. Everything everybody in the studio can make it. So I think Ron, you won't be able to do that Saturday, April the 5th, will you? You'll miss the barbecue, but I know Tony, you can make it out there. And
love
Larry,
your events, man. Those are some
I'm going to be at San Nicolas Island, hopefully.
Oh. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to be there, okay? And I go over there. And I know, actually, this whole thing gets started April 2nd, though, right?
Yeah, we'll have our captain's meeting up there at Ceylon Tackle in Santa Fe Springs. And we'll Taco Surf is going to be there with their taco cart,
mm-hmm.
making hand-rolled tacos for anybody that wants to come in and get signed up or is, it, again, interested in the series or just wants to meet some of these bass guys. You know, a lot of the guys you're talking about on the we're going to be speaking at Fred Hall Del Mar will be there, you know, Ben right. Florentino, Jimmy Decker, all those guys. So that'll be on the second of the month on a Wednesday night at 7 p.m. at Save on Tackle. So,
let me put this shout out to people is this. You know, we hear these names all the time, okay? And one of the most perfect places to get to meet and talk with like a Benny Florentino, with Jimmy Decker, Bobby, all these guys, is at these captain meetings. So you guys have your little meeting, you put out all the information, and then they freely roam, okay? There's no pressure, there's no seminars they have to do. They are approachable. And what I like about your tournament series with the SWA is that your guys are very, very approachable. Okay, and a lot of these guys have their own guide services, you know, so it's a great place to say, you know, if you want to go fish with these pros, there's an opportunity for you.
And, you know, like you said, they're all very approachable, but that's where they're really in their element, you know, and it's such a relaxed atmosphere, and everybody's having a great time, and, you know, they're there to compete, and that's, you know, the number one reason they're there, but they love talking to new people and just getting their brain picked and talking about what's going on. These guys are out there so often, they can kind of give you the latest intel. So come on down, and we'd love to have you. It's just going to be like I said, we're coming into that busy season, and it's a good thing. So we're really excited, and it's going to be a good show. And usually the turnouts for those are really great. You know, Roger over there at Save On offers
good discounts usually the night of the event. So, you know, come on down. He'll dial you in with the tackle you might need. And
It's perfect.
It's cool. San Diego event's really good. Those guys in San Diego treat us good, but it's going to be a good draw. A lot of guys come out for those events. So we are expecting a big field of boats.
Awesome, Eric. So just a reminder to everybody, April 5th, right?
Yes, April 5th at Dana Landing, but also April 2nd, Save on Tackle at 7 p.m.
All right. Thanks, Eric, and we will talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, everybody. And hey, thanks again for having us last weekend at Mile Square. That was awesome. We had a great time with the kids.
Good to see you.
You know, actually, Eric, can you hang out?
Oh, absolutely.
Stay on the line. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Sport Chalet is your one-stop fishing headquarters throughout Southern California. From surf to trout, calicos to tuna, the experts in each Sport Chalet fishing department will personally set you up with the right rod, reel, line, lures, and bait for your next trip. They know not only where the fish are biting, but also what you need to use to catch them. Each Sport Chalet store is staffed by experts trained both in the field and by leading tackle manufacturers. Choose from legendary brands like Berkeley, Shimano, G. Loomis, Daiwa, Shakespeare, and Penn. Look for state-of-the-art tackle made by St. Croix, Abu Garcia, Fenn, with Trilene, Seeker, P-Line, and Calstar. You want to fish a multi-day offshore tuna trip or go on an alpine trout expedition? Sport Chalet's tackle experts can hook you up with the right gear. Looking for the latest, hottest lures and secret baits? You can check them out at Sport Chalet. Have your fishing reel wound free with new line while you shop. Also check out their selection of fishing tools, waders, float tubes, tackle boxes, and tote bags. So whether you go half day or long range, high Sierra trout or largemouth bass, you shop the fishing experts at Sport Chalet near you.
Put your poker face on in our non-smoking poker room. The first poker house in California and the friendliest poker room around. It features 16 tables of live-action poker from Texas Hold'em, Omaha High-Low, Pot Limit Omaha to 7-Card High-Low. We regularly feature tournaments, promotions, and giveaways exclusively for our poker players. So get ready to go all in and have a seriously good time playing your favorite game. We offer a variety of the most popular table games. Some of our exciting card games include Easy Baccarat and the best blackjack in the Inland Empire area. All in an exciting atmosphere with exhilarating daily poker tournaments with low buy-ins and full action. 3-card poker with best odds and 200-to-1 Royal Flush. Ultimate Texas Hold'em and Blackjack with continuous machine shuffled games. Our liberal rules allow players to split paired cards up to 4 hands and double down on splits, except aces. To get the most from your play, Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino invites guests to join the Players Club. Members have the chance to win even more money and prizes through ongoing monthly promotions available with the Players Club membership. The Poker Room offers adult beverages and food service right at your table. Our courteous and friendly staff will see to your every need. Open 24/7, stop and play $2 blackjack, and try the delicious Angus steak and eggs breakfast for just $4.99 every day, all day long. Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, California's friendliest card room. Just off the 15 freeway and Diamond Drive in Lake Elsinore. Visit lercasino.com for current promotions.
Hello, Southern California anglers. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here to tell you about some of the great fishing products that are produced right here in Southern California at the Phoenix Tackle Company. For over 25 years, the Phoenix Tackle Company has been handcrafting custom quality freshwater and saltwater jigs, lures, spinnerbaits, and sinkers. So, if you like catching saltwater fish, be it spotted bay bass, sand bass, calicos, lingcod, or albacore, or yellowtail, or even maybe a white sea bass, the Phoenix Tackle Company has got you covered with their shad heads, spinnerbaits, football jigs, sinkers, and even shad heads with weed guard. If you like catching freshwater fish, be it largemouth or smallmouth bass, stripers, bluegill, trout, or catfish, again, the Phoenix Tackle Company has got you covered with their football jigs, casting jigs, flipping jigs, spinner baits, finesse sliding sinkers, drop shot weights, and more. You can find all these and other custom quality Phoenix Tackle Company products at your local tackle stores. For more information or to order direct, you can find them at www.phoenixbaits.com. That's www.phoenixbaits.com or call them at 951-296-0912.
the Sports Lodge with Roger Lodge is in full spring training mode. Join Roger weekday afternoons for the very latest from Tempe on Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And as we were leaving out to break, we were finishing up with Eric. Eric, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We actually did this in the first segment, but we need to do it to you and directly to you. We have nothing but praise and thanks for your support with the kids at the OC parks. Okay. Now, we wanted to make sure that we said that to you. Okay,
oh,
you guys stepped up big time.
Eric,
that was a lot of fun.
It's Larry, and you know, I got handed this whole project, and recruited Angler Chronicles to step in there and be the flagship of what's going on. Sergio got in touch with you, SWBA, and you guys put up your whole professional setup there. It was just awesome. The Rangers at OC Parks, everybody involved on the official end of it, they were just so impressed with what you did there, along with us and the kids.
It was a lot of fun. We didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you. That's the first time we had done something like that. And I promise if you'll have us back, we'll be there from here on out. I mean, if you guys have those, we'll be there. So count on us.
And we're counting on you right now. I'll tell you what. Great job on the support staff and Dave Bruce that came out and supported. I mean, you could see the brush of saltwater bass anglers all over this event, and that's what we want it to be. You did it so professionally, and that's what we like. You know,
what really made it worthwhile was not just the kids, but seeing how stoked the parents were with the kids.
Oh yeah,
That was really neat, and coming up and getting their picture taken and just, you know, having that scale where they could see the digital readout when they would bring up their fish. I mean, that was really eye-opening. So, yeah, thank you again from all of us for having us, because it was really a good time. We all know that's the future of the sport, so just great to make a good impression and provide a good experience in the little bit that we could do.
So what I want to say is to all our listeners, that's what the SWBA is doing, saltwater bass anglers. They're actually taking their time, spending a Saturday, early morning, to go set up a booth, do all the weigh-in for over 500 kids, okay, for absolutely nothing. And that's what it's all about, is giving back, okay? And so I say to all our listeners, we got to support those guys that support us, okay? And they're doing their deed for these kids, okay, that don't have the luxuries that some of us do. And it's time for us to show our support by showing up at these events, okay? April 5th at Dana Wharf. It's on that back corner of the lot. I've been there year after year. I love it, okay? I mean, they're putting up food. I mean, there's a lot of information. So make sure that you get out there and support, okay? So, Eric, one more time. Give us your website, your phone number, if you've got one for the SWBA, and more information on the April 5th event.
It's saltwaterbassanglers.com, and you can visit us on all the social media. And my phone number, if anybody needs to get a hold or have any questions about the event or anything about SWBA, 714-717-5400. 08, and we will stream that live too. So if you can't make it down and you want to watch it on the internet, just go to our homepage, and there's a little Ustream tab at the bottom, and we'll have a live feed of the weigh-in
at the Fred Hall. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Looking forward to it, and thanks again for having us. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye bye, Eric. Oh wow, it's just fantastic to talk to him. And but you know what? Who's also fantastic to talk to? None other than Captain Rick Scott. Where are you, Chris? Where are you, Captain Scott?
Captain Scott, is that my call?
That's you.
Morning.
Morning.
We're laying low today.
Why? Por qué?
Get some boat work done. I've been working every day, except for the couple days we went fishing last week. But
Gonna
do a little boat work today, laying low, getting the boat ready. Kind of, you know, got to do some maintenance on it every once in a while. Otherwise, it doesn't run anymore.
Well, and you know, we mentioned that we have three schools. Mention the dates, Ron. I know we have one July one, and then what's the first one?
The first one's on July 8th. Well, it parts July 8th at 7 p.m. and then returns on July 10th at 6 a.m. in the morning. Then we have the
September one.
September 10th departs at 7 p.m. and returns September 12th at 6 a.m. And then we have our last one on October 8th, and it returns at 6 a.m. on the 10th.
So that's 3 day and a half, and that's why Captain Rick Scott is making the boat look pretty for us, right?
That's right. Gotta keep it. Give it some love. If you don't give it love, it won't love you back.
Okay. Well, we also need to get a hold of you, Rick, for something else. And I'm going to let Captain General Admiral land-based man Greg Boslug do the invitation.
Well, now, Captain Rick, I met you the first time. I've talked to you on the radio many times. I met you first time a year ago on your boat. You took us out, and we had one of the best trips. I had my son, my son-in-law. We caught fish like nobody's business. Excuse me. Well, I want to return a favor. Would you like to go pheasant hunting in
I would.
May?
Okay, Rick, it's May, okay? In May, we're going to go ahead. We're going to put a group of people together, and I can think of nobody better than you to come join us, okay? And we're gonna go with Greg, I think, to the Inland Empire.
Inland, but we're gonna go to Imperial County down near the Mexican border, and we have a private area down there where they're going to put out pheasants as well as there's wild ones too. So we're gonna go out, get a whole bunch of birds, and get this on film. Plus, although we hesitate, but we are going to give Sergio a shotgun.
I'm going to stay in the truck till he's done. Okay. You are inviting me to go shooting. You're not going to make me run around and be the dog, right?
No. You are.
If Sergio misbehaves, we know who will be, though.
That sounds like a really good time. I can't wait. I appreciate the invite.
Rick, just don't make any donkey sounds.
Yeah, so most assuredly, save that time in May. I'll reach out to you probably at the beginning of this week. Are you going to be at Del Mar?
We don't have a booth there, but I will probably be there in the afternoons after probably 3 o'clock or something, and just hang out with the guys.
Then come out and see me.
Teaching them landing.
Okay. Stop by our booth. It'll be Cedrus Adventures, and then Angler Chronicles are right there. And we'll bring your calendar. Be ready. And I'll have maybe two or three dates that we're going to shoot here with Greg after today's show. And then we'll pick one, and we'll see what works best for everybody, and we'll make a plan to just get together and go do this.
That'd be great. I look forward to it.
All right. So, Rick, give me some information on the Big Double O, the Ocean Odyssey. Website, Dina's number, et cetera?
OceanOdysseyFishing.com, and the schedule's up. You want to get on there quick because trips are starting to sell out. She's been busy answering that phone every day. If you want to call her on the phone, it's 619-889-4535, and she'll be more than happy to answer any questions or take your reservations.
And just a reminder, now, a question for you. Are the Owner Hook schools on your schedule or not?
I don't think they're on the pamphlets that we're handing out, but I'm pretty sure they're on the internet, yes.
Perfect. So go to the internet if you want to fish with us, I mean with Captain Larry, with Ron, and myself. Just go to we have one in July, one in September, one in October, and just sign up and get out there with the great fishing. And Greg, you've experienced it. So
It's exceptional. We had the best time. Good boat. Great place. Great crew.
We got lucky.
We didn't get lucky.
Every single trip. In all these years,
get lucky a lot.
In all these years, only once.
And don't forget that we probably will be filming these.
Oh yes, we will be putting them on film. Rick, thank you so much, brother. We'll see you next week at the Fred Hall Show.
You got it. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Uh-huh. All right. So, time to go get some more coffee. The last one, And reminder, you're on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And we'll be right back. And Larry, hold on. You can say what you want to say when we come back. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hey everybody, it's Ronnie, and I want to tell everyone about Typhoon. What's Typhoon? Oh, nothing, except just the official sunglass brand of Radio Outdoor Expeditions. That's right, Typhoon is the finest in polarized optics at affordable prices. I was recently introduced to Typhoon sunglasses, and let me tell you, after trying them out, I am definitely hooked. What really impressed me is Typhoon's new AquaView hydrophobic lens. What's AquaView hydrophobic? AquaView Hydrophobic is Typhoon's superior lens coating that is 1. Water repellent, 2. Anti-static, and 3. Smudge proof. This is ideal for fishermen because we're always dealing with water spray and dirty hands and even anchovy scales. With AquaView Hydrophobic lenses, you won't have to worry about water spots. Water just beads up and flows off the lens. Plus, dust, dirt, and oils wipe right off the AquaView's ultra-smooth hard surface for smudge-free vision. Typhoon has over 25 different styles of sunglasses, all with a lifetime warranty. Simply go to TyphoonOptics.com today. That's TyphoonOptics.com today.
Owner Fishing Hooks are the premier hook in the fishing industry. With their designer black finishes, Owner Hooks feature the patented and revolutionary cutting point technology. Led by a needle-sharp point, when the hook begins to penetrate, the resistance decreases as the three cutting edges slice their way through for an instant, positive hook set. Despite what other brands may claim, only Owner Cutting Point hooks match ultimate sharpness with fantastic penetration. Nothing is more important than your piece of equipment that actually catches the fish, your Owner hook. Used by Ronnie Kovac all over the world. Once you try an Owner, you'll be hooked for life. Join Ronnie Kovac and the Owner Hook Instructional Pro Staff on an Owner Hook on the Water Fishing School. For more information, go to fishingexpeditions.com. Owner, perfection in hooks.
It's time for San Diego's number one show, the 38th Annual Fred Ault Show. The ultimate outdoor experience, March 27th to the 30th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. San Diego's biggest boat show, biggest fishing show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Discover fishing, boating, travel, camping, hunting, fly fishing, and total outdoor adventure. A full day of family fun. Kids free, kids fish free, military free. The Fred Ault Show, March 27th to the 30th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
It's a whale of a show.
Details at fredault.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on AM 830 KLAA. And, okay, we got to wrap it up, but I need to hear more from Greg. What's going on there, Greg?
Well, we got one of the things we haven't mentioned a couple of times so far is the website for OnTarget is www.ontargetrange.com. That's where you can see an awful lot of this same material that we've been talking about. Also, I want to talk about the Women's Better Half Shooting Club, which I've got to get your bride down there and be part of.
They want to go. And so we're going to say Larry, Ron, and myself, and we'll take Tony, and we're going to get our girls down there.
And yeah, we're going to have some fun with that. And we have a special program. We put this together just for the wives.
Okay.
It's called the Better Half Gun Club. Men are not invited. I get all kinds of static from some husbands because their wives are having a great time. Mm-hmm. And they don't have a men's club. We don't have
one. Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah, well, not that kind of club, guys. But every Wednesday morning and every Thursday evening, Wednesday morning is from 8:30 to 10:30. Every Thursday evening, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. There are no reservations needed. We always have some refreshments. There's no cost. If you want to go rent a lane and shoot, we get 50% off plus the free rentals of the guns. So basically, you get everything at a half price or free. Ammo's a discount, everything. But we also don't just invite them down just to have them sit around and talk. What we do is we give lessons. We always cover safety. We give personal protection. We get marksmanship. We go through and say, hey, this is how you do better handling the firearms. We do competitive shooting. Sometimes we have events where we'll say we're going to have a special contest next week. It's what we call a shoot and scoot. and that is they actually shoot from positions, move and reload and shoot again, one of the more popular activities. And our veteran in that group is Vivian, who's 84 years old.
Wow.
2 years ago, she did not own a gun, never shot a gun before in her life. Last year, she came out and said, I want to do this. That was on her bucket list. Now she owns two guns, and she's there every Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. And she is unbelievable. I mean, she is just like this sparkling little bright light when she walks in. She's a great lady. And we have a lot of really, really nice women who have never had a chance to do this before and are now doing it. Some of them have shot before, and this gives them a chance to get back out and do it. They were bugging us because Wednesday mornings wasn't always available to everybody, so we have the Thursday evening, and it's every Thursday evening. Same thing, run by my staff, who are women. That's mm-hmm. women on women. So anyway, if you guys want to do that, of course, we give discounts to that group for firearms and other things. Big concern, you'd mentioned it too, is the CCW, concealed carry. That's the big issue here in Orange County and the state of California.
I heard there's been a lot more signups than they anticipated.
By the order of magnitude of thousands.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking one or two thousands. The number is over 3,000 and climbing. And what it is as soon as the state of California, the Ninth Circuit Court rules that the state of California, it will be a shell issue, and that is your desire to exercise your Second Amendment rights to carry a gun concealed to protect yourself is the only reason you will need to apply and get a CCW. Mm-hmm. When that is officially ruled, hopefully within a month, at that time, they will have, we estimate 10,000 people apply in Orange County alone. Every single county, every single state in the United States becomes shell issue. So, excuse me, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal, and that's it's in the courts. Everybody needs to be patient. Things take time in the courts, you know, one little step at a time. So, but that's what we're looking forward to. That's going to be a big deal for us, for you, to exercise your rights.
Yeah, and especially here in Orange County. You know, that'd be kind of...
Well, the sheriff has always said that she's within the law. The law says she gets to make up the rules about what excuse you need to carry it concealed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. That's the law.
Right. The excuse was is a problem.
Yeah. The justification. Mm-hmm. Well, when you take that justification out of the equation, all you have left is, do you have a legal right to own a firearm? You need some training. California requires training. That's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. And you then apply, and you're off, and it's great. I mean, it's really great, but. We expect to be just swamped. And all of these women in this class, most of them want a concealed carry. Most of them have tried to apply. And it's very difficult, and it's unfortunate. But, again, that's something that's coming up. It's going to happen.
We'll follow that closely in the next few months. I mean, we're glad to have you in studio, but you always call in every week. Just keep us up to date on that. And anything else special you got going on at the range?
We got Youth Marksmanship Camp coming up in April, April 7th through the 10th, and April 14th through the 17th, which is you register through the Laguna Niguel Parks and Recreation Department. You go to their website, again, Laguna Niguel, and this is where you get to shoot like an Olympian. We actually have these classes mm-hmm. for four straight days. You earn special certificates, NRA patches, and achievement rockers with that, a whole criteria. Just for kids, 11 to 17 years of age, which are roughly scout age, and it's there is a fee. You pay it through the Park and Recreation, but we've put it in place. We started last year. It's been successful. We're going to keep it again this year. We're trying a spring break. We coincided with the local school districts that are out during that time, and would love to see the kids come down. Parents, bring your girls, bring the boys, bring them down. It's very controlled, very highly educational for the kids and the parents. Parents are welcome to participate, and that is they get to stand there and watch. They don't get to do anything else. So there's a lot of activity going on down at the range. We've got classes. Oh, heavens forbid. We have a calendar on our webpage. I've got right now we've got 19 classes already booked. We've got seven of them in the next 5 weeks.
Wow. So give again the website and the phone number and the address.
Right. Phone number 949-348-0352, www.ontargetrange.com. We have a little calendar pull-down menu there.
Perfect.
And we're at 27692 Camino Capistrano in the city of Laguna Niguel, right here in South Orange County, off of 5 and Avery. We're open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. 6 days a week, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sundays.
One of the most friendliest places in the world I've been is concerning guns. Yes.
You know, I did get a message here. One of our listeners, and he was also a volunteer at Miles Square, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
He asked Greg if you can shoot a 7mm mag rifle on target. And I'm not big gun buff, so
yes,
I
yes, you can. Yeah, we have our lawyers get involved. And you have to take what's called a rifle safety class, sign some waivers, and then you get a rifle card, and you can shoot rifles, centerfire rifles. Wow. There, up to 50 caliber. We don't let 50s in. But everything else, we've had a 458 Magnum, so we know how big is.
Wow.
But we regularly shoot 30 cals, 7mm, 223s, 5.56. All of that gets shot every single day, as long as they've taken a class, signed the waivers. So we do that. We're one of the few ranges that allow rifles, but we highly control it because we do have people get a little silly once in a while.
Perfect. So there you go. One more time, www.ontargetrange.com. Okay. And just go see Greg. Go get on this website, get in on it, and look at that calendar. We're running out of time, so I wanted to want to say thank you so much, Greg, for spending the 2 hours with us. We're going to do this more often. Okay. I learned a lot today. And Larry, we've got some fishing coming up this week. We got the Fred Hall Show coming up this week. Tony, you're going to be over there as well, right?
Oh, yeah. We're actually going as guests, and I'm going to get a chance to mingle with the crowd a little bit. I'll, you know, obviously be at the Angler Chronicles booth.
And Ron, you're going to be with me, Thursday, Friday?
Thursday, Saturday, Sunday.
Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, so come out and see us. You wanted to send a little shout-out to somebody. Who was that?
Yeah, I know. We got King D was listening out there. Hey, buddy. Go catch them. I know you were heading out fishing. I hope you slay them.
There you go. I want to send out a shout out as well to Joey Helgren. He's listening in. And
hey, Joey.
Okay, we want to say hello to him and Captain Alex Lammy. And we got Brent Akari and Josh Pendrick and Josh Solis and Kenny Bobo. And the list goes on and on.
Greg, Captain G over
in
Japan.
Oh, Captain G.
He's listening.
Captain Greg Vella, I know that if you're listening to this, this is something I'm going to announce right now. We are going to get, maybe once a week, a fish report from Japan. Okay? So that's going to be way cool because it's different fishing than we do here.
For sure.
So I look forward to hearing from Captain Greg Vella. Okay? So, yeah. I'm glad you reminded me. So is there anything else you guys want to say before we were off the air?
Yeah, I'd like to just mention that we have our first Owner Hook School departing May 7th on the Thunderbird out of Davy's Locker.
All right, on the Thunderbird. Thank you, folks.
Go fishing.
Let's go fishing.
Bite on.
Hey, wait. You also need to go shooting.
And shooting. Go fishing.
And hunting.
Fishing, shooting, and hunting. Nice. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye, guys.
Well, folks, that's the show for this week. It's time to truck on out of the city and get outside in God's country.
We'll see you next week on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.